From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Gene Engany reading Longhorn, Book One, The Beginning, by Dusty Rhodes. Mr. Rhodes opens his book with a short poem. Somebody said that it couldn't be done, but he, with a chuckle, replied that maybe it couldn't, but he would be one who wouldn't say so till he tried. By Edgar Albert Guest. Chapter 1. Death hovered over the valley like a dark cloud. The peaceful-looking little valley had been turned into a slaughterhouse. The coppery scent of blood mingled with the acrid stench of gunpowder drifted up the hill on a soft April breeze and burned Buck's nose. His sorrel gelding smelled it too and pawed the ground nervously. Captain Benjamin Buck Cordell leaned wearily on his saddle horn. He squinted through the smoky haze, a lingering gun smoke, at the carnage below. His jaw tightened. He snatched the Confederate cavalry hat from his head and swiped a sleeve across his sweaty brow. His long, shoulder-length, wheat-colored hair fanned loosely in a breath of wind. He sat tall in the saddle, tall and corded and lean and comfortable, like he'd been born there. His square features had the hard-set look of a man far beyond his 22 years. Even by Texas standards, Buck Cordell was a giant of a man. He stood a full hand above 6 foot and weighed more than 200 pounds. He was a hard man, not easily shaken. The war made him so.